From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Ed Gordon is on vacation. Today, we start the new year with a look ahead at what awaits us in 2006 in domestic politics, international affairs, and lifestyle and cultural trends. We begin here at home. 2005 was, of course, a busy year, from the tragedy of Hurricane Katrina to White House indictments and a new Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. So what can we expect this year? Will Hurricane Katrina still be in the headlines? What will the new Supreme Court look like? And is this the year we pull out of Iraq? Joining me to take a closer look at the next 12 months is Clarence Page, syndicated columnist with the Chicago Tribune. Clarence, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, Tony.
What do you think, given your perspective working in the nation's capital, will be the most important domestic stories of this year, 2006?
Well, I have to say that Iraq may not seem like a domestic story, but you can't leave it out because it has a tremendous impact on us domestically, especially for African Americans, I might say, because we disproportionately serve in the services still, including Iraq, and it affects all the rest of the political agenda. Next, of course, we have midterm elections coming up, and that is going to be very important. Will the Republicans be able to hold the House and the Senate? President Bush's approval slide has been so bad it has pulled down Republicans in general as far as Congress is concerned.
Let's talk about the state of Black America also in 2006. There seems to be a financial shift in store for the Black middle class, particularly in light of the regulations governing things like credit card payments, bankruptcy, even the so-called subprime home mortgage. How will that play out, do you think, in the coming year?
Badly for a lot of people, frankly. This is one of those measures that most Americans probably didn't pay that much attention to because financial news makes people's eyes glaze over. But this legislation makes it harder for people to declare bankruptcy. For a lot of those folks who are living on the edge or paycheck to paycheck, or who at a time when nationally the amount of consumer spending has now outpaced the amount of consumer saving, and the amount of consumer lending has outpaced spending, that is dangerous. That means a lot of folks who are living, you know, paycheck to paycheck, so to speak, are likely going to feel the pinch.
Let's end with a look at the Black political power in 2006.
I think we're going to see Black political activism increase. As far as the actual numbers, we've just about saturated all of the majority Black voting districts. I think the expansion is going to come with crossover candidates, those who can appeal to whites, Hispanics, your Barack Obama types. And of course, the immigration issue has heated up. Their efforts to try to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico are getting more attention here in Washington. I don't think they're going to get through the Senate by any means, but more debate about whether immigrants in general, whether their children should be entitled to birthright citizenship if they are illegal immigrants.
Individually speaking, in terms of Black political power, at one point Colin Powell represented the pinnacle of that. Now we have Condi Rice. Her star seems to be rising politically. Will it continue in 2006?
I don't really expect it to rise in the way people talk about, which is as a presidential candidate. Condoleezza Rice, of course, has said repeatedly that she has no interest in that, laughs it off, and I take her at her word. Her whole career has been one of great, brilliant professionalism, sometimes controversial professionalism, but nevertheless, she has never shown impulses or instincts toward elective office. That takes a special kind of creature, and I don't think she's that kind of person. There are a lot of Americans who would just like to see a qualified Black woman run, but I don't think she's going to yield to that draft.
Clarence Page is a nationally syndicated columnist for the Chicago Tribune. Clarence, one thing to say to you, we'll see.
We will, won't we, Tony?
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.